Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards has been on assignment this week, but Cindy Pearlman is out in Las Vegas with the entertainment headlines, and it's Emmy night Sunday. What can we expect, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. There's nothing Hollywood loves more than Hollywood, which means it's Emmy time, 77th Annual Awards. Your host this year is Nate Bargatze, the comedian. He's making it interesting. He said he'll give $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America if your speech is 45 seconds long, but the donation shrinks by $1,000 every second someone goes over. So don't be the person who goes over.
Yeah, he is getting a lot of publicity lately. Nate is hot, isn't he?
He's super hot with Netflix specials, hosting the Emmys. And, you know, now he gets to have some fun with people like Seth Rogen, who's expected to win Sunday night for the studio. Catherine O'Hara is expected to win. They're thinking the studio is going to clean up. It's nominated for 23 different awards. And other ones to watch Sunday are Severance, of course, and Netflix's searing docuseries Adolescence. Although I think The Pitt might be sort of a dark horse that wins.
Mm-hmm. The True Detective series is a favorite of a lot of folks, and there's some news about the next season. What are we hearing?
One of my favorites, Nicolas Cage, is in talks to star in the next season of True Detective, and you never know what to expect with Nick Cage. And it's the lead role of a cop named Henry Logan. Nothing else is known about him so far, but a lot of big stars have turned to this to revamp their careers. Jodie Foster, Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, and now we might get Nick Cage.
Let's talk a little bit about a series called The Rental Family. Is this a one-off? Is this a movie or a series?
This is actually a movie that did so well at the Toronto Film Festival. Brendan Fraser, who's just a fan favorite, everyone loves him. He stars as a man named Philip Vanderplug. He's an American actor living in Japan. He can't get any work, so he gets this mysterious new gig where people rent him in real life to fill in for whatever gaps they have. Maybe you need someone at a funeral, your wedding, to pose as your boyfriend or girlfriend, parent teacher conference. He'll be hired, and now he's been hired by a young woman who's telling her family and friends that he's her love interest, and he's also becomes a fictional father to a little girl.
That movie will be in theaters November 21. And you know what? While I'm thinking about movies, Cindy, should I see Spinal Tap, the new one? I love the original, and now we have Spinal Tap 2. What do you know about this? Anything?
You've got to see it. Come on, those guys have been on every talk show this week. And just seeing them for 2 seconds on one of the shows, you got to check it out.
All right.
Especially when you get to see it on the big screen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm up for it, no doubt about it. Let's get the report today from Taylor Sheridan land. What is it?
You know, every day, every news item flying with Taylor Sheridan. The Madison, though, that's another one of these Yellowstone spinoffs. This one has hired Kurt Russell to play the husband of Michelle Pfeiffer. What an amazing pairing that's going to be. They're a New York family, and they moved to where else but Montana. And it's a study, he says, of grief and human connection. We're not really sure what the Dutton connection is, but we'll see.
And finally, tell us about Run Travis Run Chicago 5K and Wellness Festival.
Bob, do you ever wake up on the weekend and think, I really want to take a hard run around the lakefront? Do you ever feel this way?
maybe a short run or a fast walk.
I say no run, but yet Travis Barker, who's known for his music and also being married to Kourtney Kardashian, he wants Chicagoans to get a head start on that winter weight gain. So he has Run Travis Runs, Chicago 5K, and Wellness Festival taking place on Saturday, September 20th at Jackson Park. You can register online. Various packages, $61 plus a fee. You get to race. You get a T-shirt. You get access to the Revival Zone, which has all kinds of activities. But for $1,500, which I know that's the pass you want, you get the crew pass. You start the race with Travis himself, VIP recovery area, assigned Polaroid, and listen to this, you get to record a private custom video message for Travis and he sends you a private message back. How exciting is this?
A week from tomorrow at Jackson Park. Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas. Thank you very much, Cindy. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, Bob.